Don't let the cow drive the whippet. Farmer Arthur was a special guy. He was my granddad, you see. He'd tell his tales of make-believe, especially for me. But of his stories, there was just one I'd often asked to tell. It was of Daisy, the brilliant cow, and a car called Whippet as well. One day when heading off to town, he'd left the cow a warning. Now don't be bad while I am gone, I'll be back in the morning. But Daisy was a naughty cow, she'd never ever listen. She sneaked the keys and took the car, he'll never know it's missing. Now if this was a simple spin, nothing bad might happen. But she forgot there was a spy, and the spy dog wasn't napping. Daisy took her gang of five, the others new to fear. They were the dreaded udder gang. They'd been a scourge all year. Daisy sat behind the wheel with Belle who sat beside, and in the back were Milk and Cream, there's no room left inside. But of the gang there was a fifth, and she'd not be one left out. So on the roof she took a place, the crazy milking lout. They had their spin round country roads before heading back to farm. They parked the car and all got out. They thought they'd done no harm. The morning dawned and Arthur came. The cow saw spy dog talking. Their fear now grew as they watched on, for Arthur was their way walking. What have you done, you silly cows? They knew he was quite mad. But Daisy smiled her innocent smile, said moo, and then looked sad. Her acting might have worked, you see, for Daisy was so convincing. I know you did it, you naughty girl, her sadness turned to wincing. While Dog had told that was not all, for Arthur saw his whippet, with milk on floor and hooves on roof, Daisy's forgotten one small snippet. She promised never to repeat her deed, her naughty jaunt that day, but as she said her hooves were crossed, she was always sneaky that way. Daisy gathered her gang to have a chat. The next time we go driving, we'll take the dog and clean the car. The others were so conniving.